got my dice and I got my friends. We're going on a quiz that never ends. You know when there is trouble abound, me and my crew will always be around. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Lone Gunman, and it's time for the Gamers Haven Podcast with your hosts, Ethan, Jeremy, and Nathan.
Stand by for action.
Gamers Haven Special Edition.
All right. Welcome back to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You will notice our lack of awesome sound and that we are using our voice recorder again because we may have some of the peanut gallery chiming in here.
And we're lazy.
This is actually, we are recording this Friday the 13th, July 13th, so knock on wood.
And what a day it's been, let me tell you.
Yeah, what a day it's been. And this is the, obviously if you're doing your math, this is less than a week after CantCon 2012. So we are all, I hope most of us are recovered at this point from the con. Jeremy is not recovered.
Honestly, I actually didn't have any problems this con because I wasn't volunteering every slot. I wasn't running something, so 8 slots of running and three slots of volunteering.
I think this was the first con there, the first CantCon where none of us actually ran anything. So
yeah, actually, I did. I ran two games.
You did run some pickup stuff, but I mean, ran a couple pickups. We didn't run any scheduled events. We didn't. We weren't killing ourselves, basically.
No, I got into 4 games. I actually got into 4 games, so I've now played in 5 games.
Woo.
And I ran 2 games, and then we did what was it called?
The Tomb of Horrors Celebrity Game. Yes,
that was one of the 4 games I got into.
But what we're going to do in this episode is another freeform one, sort of talking about CantCon and how, if you're listening to this and you haven't come to CantCon yet, why really you should. Because it's awesome, and we had people coming in from all over the place for it. So
yes, we met some wonderful people, Mo and Celia from San Francisco.
Yes, of course we met Sanji Anunkara
and his wife
Jess.
He didn't have a thing of hearts though.
No, I'm pretty sure he had to leave those at the border.
He said something about customs.
Customs having a problem with
beating
hearts.
I think he should
have
packed them better.
That's true. He could have shipped them.
Well, if he put them in a medical...
With the Canadian Postal Service, that might have taken 6 or 8 months.
We might still get them.
Yeah, we might. We might.
Well, you know, if he had packed the medical parcel, it probably would have arrived well
maybe
before he got
here.
It
could be coming by moose.
Could be, yes. They do train moose that way.
Yeah, it's too bad. We use llama down here.
I know. We upgraded from donkeys. But we're, as you can tell, very loose episode today. We're not going to have for really a three-parter to talk much, but we're going to talk basically what happened at CantCon and give you guys an overview of what happened, what you can expect next year and whatnot. So we'll be back right after this. For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com. All right, we are back and dining on sweet cupcakes. And speaking of sweet cupcakes, we had CantCon concessions this year were pretty awesome, as usual. Beth is currently ensconced in a video game.
That's it. That's right. She does what she wants. We had some awesome stuff happen with concessions this year. We had the meal plan come out, which honestly I thought went really, really well. It needs some tweaking, but overall, everyone seemed really like Let Us Eat.
Yeah, Let Us Eat was awesome. The only tweaking I think needs to be done is that the companies need to listen to you guys when you say, don't put onions on the sandwiches.
Yes.
Because they still did. And then for two meals, it was me going, but I'm allergic to onions. I can't even touch those.
Well, hopefully this all give you guys, you listeners, a little bit of a behind the scenes as to what goes on. On Friday, we had a local place. We tried to go mainly with local places, but Friday we had Let Us Eat. Do the lunch. They're actually the people catering our wedding.
They are the most awesome sandwiches I have ever had.
Friday night for dinner, we had RJ's Barbecue, which was just bad.
What happened there?
Because usually they're really good.
That is really... Whoever prepped the food needs to be punched. Because
they didn't do a good job at all.
I love RJ's. Their breakfast and
well, that's why we went with them. Because it was like,
wonderful. So
there wasn't a lot to them, and then the barbecue sauce, they gave us the mildest barbecue sauce they had, and it was just not good.
Well, I mean, I can understand they give them, they don't want to give too spicy, they should have given a selection.
Following up Let Us Eat, too, was kind of a rough
thing,
because, that was just like, so
that's, I heard so
that's
many,
like following,
and I didn't
Stephen Hawking at a science symposium.
We'll have to have you out to go to lunch with
I heard
over
so
there
many complaints about RJ's, I want to actually go down to because I love RJ's. RJ's is one of my favorite I want to go down to RJ's and be like, I want to smack the crap out of you guys right now, because you guys
really
did not make yourselves look good in
they blew it.
The hundreds of people that came down, and I don't know how many people bought the RJ's food.
We had about 45 people.
Forty-five people there. Plus they heard the complaint. You guys were on the freaking Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? You can do better than this.
Yeah.
I was not impressed. I've heard nothing but great things about it. I was just like, this is not good.
They smurfed up. Totally smurfed up.
Well, and that's the only thing I can assume. But, I mean, everybody was like, people were going back and after having a couple bites of the barbecue and were buying the leftover Let Us Eat sandwiches to eat.
Which we had a lot of that left. And I think we sold pretty much.
We sold all of it.
More or less sold most of it.
We sold all the Let Us Eat.
By the end of dinner time, you guys were out.
Well, for next year, one of the things we're working on is we've actually talked to Let Us Eat, and they're actually interested in full-out sponsoring CantCon next year.
Of course.
And actually providing unique foods. And
Doctor Who is calling.
I'll pause it. Now that we've traveled through time.
And spoken with the Fifth Doctor,
okay.
Yes. Peter Davison.
With Let Us Eat, actually, we're working on next year. There's a possibility that they're going to full out sponsor CantCon, first of all, and two, they might actually provide the meal plan exclusively next year. And what he was talking to us about, and again, these are preliminary numbers, we can't guarantee any of this, is that it might be as little as basically $45 per person for the whole weekend.
Which is nice.
Be pretty awesome.
And it would be an option we'd offer at pre-registration, basically. Yeah.
It would be
different foods each right. for lunch.
Yeah.
And it would be the same sandwiches.
And as I said to
Beth earlier, I don't know how good it is.
There's also, I was down at one of our local owned restaurants called the New York Dog Pound. They're a hot dog place, and they have a hot dog cart. And so, that's a possibility as well, to have maybe outside the conference, people that don't want like a sandwich, they can go outside and get a hot dog.
Oh yeah,
because they're awesome hot dogs. If you live in the Kansas City area and you have not been to the New York Dog Pound,
Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Yes, if you have not been to the New York Dog Pound and you claim to love hot dogs, you are missing out. They have some of the best hot dogs I've ever had. They're Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, but it's the toppings that just rule the roost.
So, as of right now, the meal plan will be returning. On Saturday at the con, we had lunch from Planet Sub.
Which is always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't fail that.
No, and dinner from Minsky's, which is also fantastic.
Yeah, Minsky's was a
pizza, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good pizza, but man, did it make my stomach go haywire. But that's just my stomach problems.
I enjoyed the men's
but food. Yeah, it was good.
And then Subway.
The next day we had Subway for lunch on Sunday, and the only reason we went with that is because Andre could get us a discount, and so we ended up.
And it's a local owned franchise.
Subway is Subway. I mean, come on.
Subway is Subway.
Yeah, I didn't have the Subway. Unfortunately, it had all their sandwiches came default with onions on them, and picking them off won't do me any good. So I had Chipotle.
I had Subway twice.
I had Chipotle's instead. And unfortunately, for dinner Sunday, we had
Talk of the Town Bar and Grill.
And it looked so good.
It was very good. It was very good.
But again, it had onions on all the sandwiches, and I couldn't have it.
And we had some issues with the order. We called to actually make our order a little smaller, and the bartender that called was a bit of a jerk. And so we initially just basically told them, all right, well, cancel it then. And then about 5 minutes later, the manager called us back and apologized profusely. So the meal plan overall was actually pretty good. Little tweaks here and there, but I think it's definitely something that's going to come back for CanCon next year.
Yeah, all the food I got to eat was good. Aside from the barbecue, and that's just I don't know what happened there.
I was happy to say that Beth didn't stay up till 3 or 4 or 5 a.m. cooking again. Very nice.
Crystal did all that.
Crystal apparently was getting up at 5 a.m. and cooking these fantastic cakes. She had this Cakezilla the first day, which was very cool, and then the Beholder cake the next day.
Mm-hmm. Which Angela won, and then promptly foisted upon all of us.
Yes, it was very tasty.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Like fondant.
We don't like fondant, no.
Fondant is delicious.
Fondant?
And then,
it's like eating gum paste.
That's why I like it.
It's gum Arabic with flavoring in it. That's all it is.
And then the next day she had some skeleton...
Cupcakes,
because the cake she was working on didn't really work out. So, thing people should know though is Beth, of course, abdicated the food czar position after this year, and Crystal, the lady who made all those wonderful cakes, is actually taking over. So, we're definitely going to still have the food czar around, and we're sort of working on a new title for Crystal.
Because she can't be the food czar, because the food czar title will never be abdicated.
Oh, no. That belongs to Beth.
I have the apron.
She has the apron, therefore it is hers. But Crystal, I think, is going to do a great job. She loves doing that sort of thing. And we asked her to take over, and she was just like, yes, and leaped at the chance. So I think we're going to get some really tasty stuff that way. So the CanCon concessions, being a huge staple of CanCon, will return and was awesome, I thought. Did you guys partake of any of the cupcakes, cookies, or other morsels that were there?
The what?
The cupcakes, morsels, cookies, anything else that was there?
Let's see. I was asked to eat some cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They were just regular chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. They were very good. Just the right consistency on the texture. I did have several cupcakes. Well, let's face it, we made cupcakes, and I had one of those, and yeah, Noah made it, ended up taking over from me. So
that sounds like Noah. Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to actually make them, but I got to make the next batch, which was a spice brownie or the spice cake, which is the ones you guys just ate,
and that was very tasty too. Yeah.
And yeah, his cupcakes were really, really good. That's what you get when you have a person who went to school for cooking. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this tastes like these are homemade. I would rub my body with all these cupcakes.
Oh yeah,
they were good.
You probably shouldn't do that.
No, that would be kind of gross and not hygienic.
Cupcake left.
Ouch. Oh. I think we need to go now.
Yep, podcast over. Bye, everybody.
Oh my.
Oh gosh! All right,
it's Takei, you Smurf.
Let's see the things that went on. Sort of first day. First of all, we had the return of on-site event registration. Registration itself went pretty smoothly. There were a few hiccups here and there, but it was all sort of organizational on my part that were screwy, but otherwise, overall it went fairly well.
Tracy said he had minor issues with the on-site stuff.
Event Reg was its own thing.
Yeah.
When they first kicked it on, they didn't know how to load the paper into my printer, and that you had to pretty much feed it sheet for sheet.
And they couldn't figure out how to hook up to my printer.
Yes, and there's that. And we had a lovely event reg and event ticket snafu, which we'll be talking about at the actual postmortem. But
yeah, there's got to be an easier way to do that.
Hopefully, I know Tracy is planning on doing some things with that, and we've learned a few things. I just remember looking over and seeing the huge line, and there are three computers going, and I was like going, man, it's we've got event reg problems. We're like a real con.
Yeah, it's like CanCon, or it's like Gen Con all
it's
over
like a
again.
Real game convention. Wow.
Yeah. But everybody was really cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Except the people that were freaking out behind the event registration. It's like,
it
just relax.
It was also Robin's birthday, and I was hoping no one would say something unfortunate on Robin's birthday, because I was going to be really cool until they made my wife cry, and then I was going to have to
hurt someone.
Yeah, call the Brute Squad.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm glad.
Speaking of which, next year we're either going to have Brute Squad ribbons or shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I know how you're feeling. I got someone said something to me Saturday, and I was done, and I let him have it with both barrels. So I don't know if that person's ever going to talk or complain to me again, because I just let him know.
I was perfectly okay with complaints.
Be quiet, or there's the door.
I was perfectly okay with complaints, because I was like, that's perfect.
I don't mind complaints, but when you get the same complaint over and over again, and you've explained what's going on 150 times, it's just like, you know what?
The stock answer for any complaints is, please fill out an evaluation form.
Yeah.
Please fill out an evaluation form, because this is how we fix things.
Yeah, now, that's if you're the only way we know.
And you haven't done the CantCon eval, go to the CantCon website, and there's a link there to a survey you can take. From SurveyMonkey, yes, to evaluate CantCon. I really want people to go do, because we really do look at that stuff. We really do take that stuff into account when we're planning the next year's con. So
I actually filled out a handwritten one.
Excellent, yes.
At the con. Because that's how old school I am.
Yes, you're old school.
In pencil, no less.
Pencil? Whoa.
Yeah.
You went and harvested the tree and lead yourself.
Well, no, it was graphite.
It was graphite, right.
Lead is
it's poisonous. So, yeah, Event Reg went okay. After things calmed down, after the initial craze of the first day or the first morning stuff, everything really started to go smoothly, I thought, or at least as far as I could tell.
It went well. I did get two complaints about the same thing Saturday night that waylaid me on my way home. I already talked to you guys about that. You guys said the same thing I told them. There wasn't really anything we could do about it. It's the one field that we have no control over on the con. But, you know, as this happens with any convention, you know, you get so many people coming that there will be times when there's not enough events for everybody to join.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything we can do about it. That's the one area we have no control.
We had a record number of events this year. I mean,
96.
It had at least, before the con, we had about 96 or 98. I can't remember.
And on Saturday, we had 12 pickup games.
Pickup games going. So, I mean, people need to sort of understand we don't contact people and say, we want you to run Savage Worlds, we want you to do this, we want you to run stuff. This is all volunteer run, and if people want to run stuff, they will come in and run stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to probably be developing some sort of a volunteer or GM
architecture program
next year to sort of entice people to...
Oh, boy. Did I say
disaster averted?
Did I say that?
I said it. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
So there we were, sitting here, minding our own business, podcasting, and Beth wanted to be part of the show so bad she started flinging things around.
But it's all good. Right. All the electronics were saved, so it's my fake guitar and my real guitar are okay.
Yes. And CantCon is okay.
Yes, that's right. I have a fake guitar and a real guitar, and I can't play either one. Oh, yeah.
And every year we pack up CantCon in a little box, and it was fine, too. So. It's like the internet.
I thought it took, like, 50 big boxes.
I know!
Well, all the extraneous stuff for CantCon fit in, like, 50 big boxes, yes. But CantCon itself was in one box.
Oh. It's the box that we're never supposed to open.
Yes.
No, it's not Pandora's box.
That you know of.
Yes, we had we did have some CantCon merchandise this year. Not nearly as much as we did last year. I really pulled back on it this year. We had more custom stuff like the dice bags and I really liked the miniature. I thought the miniature turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, John McCauley bought one.
Uh huh.
I bought one.
And with the
they were not expensive.
No, with the implicit promise that I will paint it and then I will mail it to him. Oh, yeah. So that is one of my things that I'm going to be doing over the next week.
So we're definitely doing the miniature again next year. We're going to have, I think we're starting basically a sort of a cast of characters. So I think next year we're probably going to look at having the gnome made. So, which will actually be cheaper than the Chapter Clock.
Help, what's his name? Help, Blah.
Help Blah. Blah is his name, yes. Although we have determined that he is really the prop gnome. So,
is he the prop gnome?
We've talked about the prop midget. He is actually the prop gnome.
Awesome.
And so you say help, and he appears. Help, Blah, and he appears.
Which one?
Awesome. So let's see. We had that. Angela made some really cool custom dice bags from some custom fabric she had made. Very cool. That were very cool.
Becca had keychains.
Becca made.
She didn't really have them on display though. We'll see if we can. We'll see if we can fix that.
She's just haunting you.
Yes. Yes, Beth made. They're very cool chains and keychains, and you really worked really hard at them. I know too. So, so we had the keychains. We had that. We had the mugs back, and I still think the mugs did fairly well.
Yeah, the 2012 mugs looked awesome.
I like the mugs just fine. I think we are officially sold out of the 2011 mugs now.
Hooray!
And we're left with maybe a handful of the 2012 mugs. So, those all went really well. The dice and the dice sets all went over pretty good.
I love these dice.
Yeah, gamers love their dice. So ultimately, we got all that in, and the dice, of course, came in just under the wire. We got that on the Tuesday, July 3rd.
Your sister got mauled over them.
Yep. That's also when we got in the miniature, more or less. Although the miniature came in about a couple days before that, but that's when I got my hands on them from Wes over at Secret Skeleton. And we had a good number of vendors this year too. Added one. We had Raging Wolf was supposed to be there, but they had to cancel. And then sort of last minute in the last week before we replaced them with another leather place called Jeremiah's Leatherworks.
And then the art guy.
And then the art guy was literally a last minute addition. He called. I basically got in touch with him, or he got in touch with me during the CantCon dinner on Thursday night.
Yeah, that guy was,
and we made arrangements
cool.
for him to be there on the
that
weekend.
Guy was
and,
very cool.
We ended up having, of course, Blackblade Publishing was out with Alan. John Hirschberger. We're very sad that John couldn't make it. John was has job obligations and whatnot. We won't get into here, but he really really wanted to make it out, but couldn't. But Alan made it out, and so Blackblade was there. And Blackblade also gave a bunch of our VIGs or our Stretch Award people graph paper.
Yeah, either hex graph or standard square graph.
Mm-hmm.
I never picked mine up. I figured it was very cool if they did that, but they didn't need to give me anything.
They're very cool. They're a bunch of cool guys. And then we got, Secret Skeleton Minis was there, and as far as I know, they did fine. They had two tables and their stock of stuff.
Yeah, they went through a lot of it. They've changed their packaging, which is really cool because it's much more eco-friendly.
Yeah. They've gone away from the blister packs into staple bags and stuff, and much more cost-effective, I'm sure, and a lot easier to display. We also had Gamer Ground return, and I know they did well. They're a great retailer and have been coming to CanCon for 3 years now, so I know they did pretty well. What was cool about them is they actually got in touch with us and got in touch with attendees beforehand to ask them what they wanted. So they were able to get Sanji on his copy of Feng Shui that he's been looking for forever.
Yeah, he actually stopped by before my pickup game on Friday and showed me the Red Dwarf role-playing game.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, I'm kind of disappointed that we've never been able to find it here, considering it was actually printed, manufactured, and written here in the United States.
Yep. There you go.
But it looked awesome, and someday, oh yes, someday it will be mine, and I will run a Red Dwarf game. Mark my words, I will run a Red Dwarf game.
Excellent, excellent.
But in the meantime, I'm going to run a TMNT game.
In Savage Worlds, I hope.
No. I'm gonna force my players to play the terrifying system that is Palladium, just so they can realize how cool Savage Worlds is.
Stab them in the face, really. All right, Sentinels of the Multiverse, Greater Than Games was there, and he did really well. Christopher Bedell was out with Rook City and with remaining copies of the core set. And he told me he sold out, so he
That's
was
cool.
which he wasn't expecting to do. They had a great demo space set up, and they really had a great time. And you know, at every chance opportunity we had, we were pimping them out because it's a great game, as you know. So Sentinels Multiverse, there definitely now members of the CantCon family. Then we had, like I said, Jeremiah's Leatherworks were there. They were addition, the leatherworking, various bracers, bags, and whatnot. Very cool stuff. And then we added a place called the Superhero Talent Agency, which is was an art vendor. So I know a lot of people, Nathan included, were always saying they wanted to see art, some art vendors there.
Well, the major problem we had with getting art at the con was that we have to know artists. And,
yes.
And, well... You know, artists are very, very particular about, you know,
where they display their stuff.
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, and it was a matter of that we couldn't get anybody because we didn't know anyone.
But we managed to find, this guy managed to find us through John Hook, so a shout out to John Hook for putting him in our direction. And, so we got Superhero Talent Agency out here selling stuff, and he had some cool superhero stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, at Doctor Who, he had a bunch of really cool sci-fi art prints. So.
Yeah.
Yep, you got the Doctor.
They did not. They did not have Sylvester McCoy, although apparently that has been a big request. And he did not have any Peter Davison, which would have been the two that I would have
gotten. Yes.
And then Becca got a really cool one.
And these are, what, like 16 by 9?
11 by 17.
11 by 17. They're pretty good. And it was two prints for like $20.
Two for 20,
which for an art dealer at a con is ridiculously cheap. And this is good stuff.
They're normally he actually cut us a deal. They're normally he said they're normally more than double that, but he cut us a deal for the con.
Yeah, so it's because he's local and he was not having to pay for a hotel or drive an obscene amount of time. So.
Yeah, I made the comment. His card said superhero impersonator, and I'm like, nah. You're going about that all wrong. It's not superhero impersonator. It's superhero representative. And he says, I'm stealing that. I said, be my guest.
All right. And, of course, the last vendor we had come in was Silver Griffin Games, which, as far as I know, also did very well. Now, for those who don't know, we, at the last minute, about 3 weeks before the con, the guy who, one of the guys who runs Silver Griffin Games, Kevin Rohan, his son tragically passed away. And what we ended up doing is we sort of set up last minute, put the call out to a lot of industry people and to the vendors at CantCon to get us some stuff to put into a silent charity auction to benefit his son's memorial fund. And we were able, I'm happy to say, we were able to raise $602 for the Michael Rohan Memorial Fund.
The John Carter Mars one went for the most, didn't it?
No. The CantCon bundle went for the most, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
I believe.
Your dice are awesome.
Yes, because there was about a 5 or 6 or 7 pound bag of dice in there that apparently Ray was drooling over because she's the one who got it.
Yeah, I bet as much as I could on the John Carter Mars stuff, but I just.
Well, we got stuff in from a place where I work, some movie stuff, and then we got some stuff in from pretty much all the vendors donated some stuff. I really was happy that Green Ronin Publishing pretty much overnighted us a copy of the DC Heroes Handbook signed by the entire staff for the purpose,
which is freaking awesome.
So, I mean, and this was like, you know, I'm basically calling them on the Tuesday before the con with the holiday in the way, you know, and saying this is, you know, we're looking for stuff for this, and
they went
popped it in the mail and
they
got
went,
to
oh, yeah.
Saturday and we put it in the con, put it in for Sunday and it went real well. So I think the charity auction, the silent charity auction, is something that's going to be returning I think every year. So I think it went very well, and
with a new cause every year.
Yes,
we might want to think about a local charity.
Yeah, well, there's a couple different charities we can look at. One is there's Gamers for Humanity.
Which
does a lot. So they do nationwide stuff, but they really helped out Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah, they did.
And they're a good cause to look at. But there's also the Gary Gygax Fund. But there are other ones we can look at. And the thing is, if we're also working with charities, we can actually quite possibly start getting some of the 501st Stormtroopers in too, because they do charity work and
yeah, and actually that, so. If we talked about
so can this, you I just want to say can yeah. you imagine award ceremony us being escorted in by Stormtroopers?
Well,
I'm just saying,
and actually
I need a cape.
Really, we only need two Stormtroopers,
mm-hmm.
one to do registration and one to do event registration, or to be at the library. We only need two, and if we got to the point where we could just afford the two,
mm-hmm.
because they could also donate.
The thing about the 501st is they don't charge. What they do is it's you have to make a donation to a charity in their organization's name.
Fine. But what happens if that would be a stretch award?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the money would go to a charity, but one of the stretch awards would be like, we donate this money and you get these guys show up or something. I don't know. Something crazy. But we were talking about Stormtroopers.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, we only need a couple of them. We don't need all of them.
There's a good dozen of them or so in Kansas.
We only need a few. And
so.
Just think about one of them at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. they could eat one of them. Could eat, I mean, if somebody came up and like, I need you to play Star, you know, Galactica over here. That would be awesome. I mean,
is there a reason why you want to
at the postmortem we're going to be talking a bit about the Kickstarter and all that sort of thing, and that's
and
a good idea. Keep that in mind for a stretch award.
Oh yeah,
because that is a really good idea. I really like
I mean,
that actually.
You know, just
of doing
about
if
that.
We reach a certain point, we like a small percentage of the proceeds, we'll say okay, we're going to give
the
to charity,
type
we're going to
make
this, yeah, type of thing. I like that. We might do something like that. So. All right. Well, let's talk events. Well, actually, real quick, you mentioned the library. I thought the library looked great.
Yeah,
the library
did
huge.
Really
good.
I think the library has a lot of potential to just explode.
And someone made a suggestion to me, and I don't know why they didn't talk to Nick. I guess they're scared of him.
Nick is the mountain that walks.
Yeah, and so I talked with him about it, and he was of the same opinion of me. That's a great idea. I don't know why we haven't done it before. But someone, I don't remember who it was, but someone's like, why don't you guys have role-playing games in the library?
Yep. That was mentioned to me, and I think that is something we're going to start doing. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Lord knows we have... the half-price bookstores around here don't give crap for RPGs, so, I mean, we can get games into there. So,
yeah. You know, we come across,
mm-hmm.
like, review product... That,
yeah.
they tell
really
us
what we're wanting, or what we're going to want in there is core books.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
we don't necessarily need, you know, the umpteenth supplement to D&D 4th edition.
But yes, but we do get core books on occasion.
The core ones in there, you know,
like Alpha and Omega.
Uh huh.
Well, like still have that book,
third edition books, a Pathfinder book, and just basically start hitting up our company contacts for
yeah.
it. And we might be able
just
to
get a core book from different things. You know, like
yeah. I gave you my paperback version of Call of Cthulhu 6th edition.
I think so, yeah. We probably have it somewhere, but we bought the special edition anyway.
Yeah,
so
but if you have the special edition, if you guys find the paperback,
I'll go through
it
and I'll see if we can find some spares. But, I mean, that's definitely something that we're going to mention to companies next year, saying, hey, we need stuff for the library and we need swag. Honestly, we have had no trouble getting stuff to give away.
It's been great.
You know, Nick was going on earlier several about a couple months back. He wasn't getting as much feedback. Man, we still got a mountain of stuff. We got so much stuff we didn't give it all away.
So we still have a lot of stuff to give away next year.
So I mean, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Which is fine.
And I already talked. I already went down. I talked to Phil at Tabletop, and he says come to him closer to the con next year because he always forgets. And two things is he wants us to. If we have CantCon posters printed up, he will take down posters in his window and put posters up in the main windows. And he's going to give us some gift certificates next year. So
awesome. Yeah, I told him that I'd really like to see him there next year, and he goes, I don't know if I'll make it next year, but hopefully soon. I mean, they're coming up on the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, one
awesome.
Thing I think would be awesome to be able to give out is either for not just for raffles, but either for the GMs or for the great gamer is just you won a prize from the prizes.
Mm.
You know, like the raffle box.
Yeah, we did that the first year. The best players did win a prize from...
Or the GMs.
Mm-hmm. From the
donator. Well, we were a bit smaller in the first year.
Yeah.
Right.
The thing is we have so many games going and so many people winning. You know, granted, we had more than enough prizes this year, but that might not be the case
but, I mean,
in the future.
You know, just think about all the... Just think outside the box, you know, a coupon or, you know, things like that. It's
yeah.
just... Think about things.
Yeah, I don't think one coupon for a free foot rub is going to go very well at the con.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Neither am I.
But, I mean, just other things so that we stay different, so that we
yeah.
stay
How many cons give out
better.
Trophies to the best players? I mean...
None that I've been to, but again, I've only been to Gen Con. And technically, they give away the innies, but that's the predetermined.
Yeah,
anyway,
but who cares?
The Can't Con Awards thing is a Can't Con thing.
Yeah.
And it's something I think... That not everyone cares about, but I think enough people do care about it. We're going to keep doing it because I think it's a good way to wind the con down. We have a good time doing it, and the people that are there have a good time. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small
yes.
group, you know. Mm. I mean, we just need to keep doing it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fun.
The events that were there this year, we had over 96 events. I mean, we probably broke 100 events. I'd have to sit down and count everything out.
If you include the pickup games, yeah. We definitely had more than 100
Which
events.
Is more than 20, which is at least 20 more than we had last year.
We only had like 70.
It's 72.
Well, that doesn't include
last year. And that doesn't include pickup games.
Hard games.
Yeah. What it includes is stuff people have scheduled events
yeah.
for. It doesn't include going to the library and grabbing a copy of Talisman and playing it just on the fly. It doesn't include the random game of Cards Against Humanity that broke out.
Oh God!
Yes, always a fun game.
Yeah, but at a family convention, ooh.
Hey, you know. Let's see the. Events that we actually got to play in stuff this year.
Yeah.
Yes,
which is great. The first day I managed to sit down and play. I got to play in Deadlands Stormcaller, which was a game run by our first ever guest of honor, Shane Hensley. Which incidentally, I'm going to go ahead and tell this story. Shane had a great time. He really liked the laid back attitude of the con. I don't think he knew what he was quite getting into in that basically our only requirement of him was, okay, your only requirement is to come here and play in this game for 8 hours.
Yeah, that's...
And he went, okay.
Yeah, our requirement.
And he ran to other games, and otherwise he just had a good time, you know, he just relaxed, and I hope I hope he tells his friends about that, and next year I'm hoping to get a new guest of honor to come in next year.
Because I
have
Shane
a few ideas.
Shane wants to come back. He's more
if Shane wants to
too.
Come back, he is, of course, he's always welcome.
Because I'm assuming some cons are like, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this.
Yeah, it depends on the con itself.
We're pretty like that.
But, you know, sort of going to the whole meat of what Can't Con is about, it's for those of us who can't con. And guys like Shane, generally, you go to Gen Con, yeah, you're going, but
he's
you
working
know, he's
the
working
entire time.
Entire thing. He's running stuff. He's helping out with the booth.
He's doing presentations.
So CanCon, I would like them to think about this as you come here and relax and have a good con,
and that's for everybody. I mean,
yes.
That's the whole point. We come here to
yeah,
play.
But it's one of those things that we hope will draw more interest from.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
from
yeah. Oh yeah,
the, what we call the...
But the fun thing is he sent me an email, said I had a great time, everything was great. The only thing I would do differently is I ended up putting him in a Motel 6.
Oh.
And the Motel 6 that we put him in actually is right next to where Eric and Eunice live.
Uh-huh.
Apparently he had someone try to break into his room
oh
that first
God.
Night.
Oh my God!
And he had to call the police.
Oh dear!
I didn't hear about this until he emailed me about it post CanCon, obviously. But obviously, everything turned out fine. But I was like, okay, noted. Not going to that hotel. I thought it was fine because it was a block away from where Eric and Eunice live.
It's in like the middle of Overland Park.
I know.
You can't get much safer than that.
Like, okay, not using that place again. So
well,
I apologize profusely. Obviously,
yeah.
Apparently the Hawthorne that's right there next to,
uh-huh.
although
they're a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, no, the Hawthorne is, I'm going to be talking to them, probably, we're getting big enough to maybe we can get some hotel blocks, so we'll talk to them next year about that. And that might actually be a stretch reward we do. I think if we hit this point, we'll have hotel blocks, so.
Yeah.
Which I think would be very cool, and the people from, like, Vancouver would probably appreciate that.
And
did you see how much they spent to come out here?
Yes.
Like $2,500.
Yes.
Jeez, I hope they had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I hope they had a blast. You heard what he said. He said, we're saving. We're going to start saving now.
This cost this, and then let me go over my experiences. Da-da-da. Priceless. They decided before they left they were coming back.
They're coming back next year. He said, we're leaving today. Or he says, we're leaving tomorrow. This was Sunday. He said, we're leaving tomorrow, and I guess when we get back, we're starting to save so we can come back again next year.
That's really cool.
And Mo and Celia were like, if we can swing it, they said, we're going to come back next year. He says, their total cost to come out here and come to CantCon was the cost of just one-way ticket to Japan.
Well, yeah, because it was where everything... I mean, I can't say everything. It is still a cheap vacation in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Come out and game your weekend away. Have a 3-day weekend. It's great.
But yeah, definitely, it's a... Hotel blocks, I think, is a stretch award for next year.
And
so.
Everybody we met was super, super cool. I enjoyed all the people I met. And I met a lot of people this year. I met a lot of people that apparently have been coming out for a while. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know you. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, you're in Gamers Haven. I'm like,
Mo is the first one to want a photo with the Gamers Haven guys specifically.
Yeah. And he's like,
even Tracy and Noah were never like, hey, I want a photo with the Gamers Haven guys.
No.
We're celebrities in our
Yeah,
area.
Tracy and Noah. What's up with that crap?
God. Now, person that come back to be like, we want a photo.
Yeah. Well, now it's too late.
We're too late now. We're famous.
We charge nominal rates.
Yeah. But I thought it was funny because he pointed out.
He can have a photo whenever he wants.
Well, yeah.
We'll sign him.
We love Mo. Yes. Mo and Celia were awesome.
Mo and Celia.
I thought it was funny. He's like, you guys talk about him being the king of bitching, and yet I asked him if he'd be willing to take a picture. He's like, okay. He didn't seem like he was complaining or anything. I would have expected him to be like, now? Really? Oh, God. I'm like, no, it's fine. If you guys want a picture, that's all cool.
Yep, then they stayed over at the Hawthorne, and...
they came to breakfast, and
apparently the Hawthorne was very nice.
Yes, they liked the Hawthorne.
That's probably who we'll talk with. No breaking in at the Hawthorne, thankfully, yeah. Yes.
The Hawthorne was very nice, and apparently they do a breakfast every morning, so you get a free breakfast. Woohoo! Free breakfast.
We should all go there for breakfast.
Yes, no kidding. They hung out with us. They went to breakfast with us after the con and hung out with us and talked with us and told us about San Francisco and stuff like that because we don't really have much experience.
Now our soda prices are much cheaper.
Yeah, they were shocked. They also pointed out something interesting. And so did Sanjian. Our Mountain Dew has orange juice concentrate in it. Huh. Theirs doesn't.
Nice. Know that. I don't drink Mountain Dew, so.
Well, I don't normally, but I mean we have some. Oh, by the way. Let me go get one of those for you. But I don't drink it very often, but I never noticed, but apparently that's something new. So it must be a new flavoring that they're using to when they drop something else from the flavoring, because it was probably carcinogenic.
Probably. But I mean, I got to play in first day was Deadland Stormcaller with Shane Hensley as GM. So I mean, I had to jump at that chance to play in Deadlands game run by Shane Hensley, and that was a lot of fun. Shane really played fast and loose with the rules. It's very funny. He didn't keep to it, which goes to show you you play everything your own way.
And he's the creator of the game system. So
yeah, he can do it however he wants.
See, look at the third ingredient.
But that goes to everybody running or playing a game. It's like, play whatever the hell you want.
Orange juice.
Yeah, orange juice concentrate.
But what's really cool is got to play in that game. I got to play the Huckster in it. That was amusing. I got to play. Basically, I was playing a New Orleans Huckster, so that was
a lot of fun. That's pretty tasty. I don't even like Mountain Dew.
I got to play in that with Eric, and Sanjian's wife Jess was in it. But I got to play with Eric. Eric was the mad scientist. It was a good group. It was a great group.
I think I would have signed up for more if I didn't have problems with the
Complainer.
Yeah, and that's just... It's one of those weird things. We still haven't been able to identify what happened.
I can't say what we're going to be using next year. We haven't had the official CantCon volunteer post-mortem of the con yet. We're going to be determining a lot of things there. So we'll see what happens.
It worked very, very well for everybody else.
Stay tuned to the CantCon website.
It worked very, very well for everybody else. It just didn't work for me. And the weird thing was, after Tracy got in to work on it, I was able to log in just fine after that. Unfortunately, by that point, there wasn't really a lot of games left open.
Is that the water thing?
Yes,
I was wondering where that went.
Hey, Becca, this has been things that have been sitting on the table.
Yes.
That's my water thing.
I don't know where it came from.
It's my water thing.
Jeremy has a water thing.
It's for my water that I drink.
Then on Saturday, all three of us got to play the
Tomb of Horrors.
The Tomb of Horrors celebrity game.
Very interesting.
Overall went well. We were all very cautious. Very cautious. The 3D dungeon was really cool.
Bingles got robbed.
Bingles did get robbed. Shane Hensley said so.
Shane Hensley's.
Yes. Shane was very happy he actually got to play. But we had 9 people playing Tomb of Horrors.
But three of us.
Some of us got to our second characters. We were very, very...
but three of them died.
It was a learning experience for everybody. We had...
I would totally play it again.
Oh, yeah.
See, my mind, when it comes to the Tomb of Horrors, is... I can beat... Because I was there for part of the setup. I walk in and I'm like, whatever. Yeah, I've played it before. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
So I've never played it before.
I'll play it again and again and again, and I don't care.
To our defense, though, when we go into dungeons, if we have a rogue like that, we generally are that cautious about running through it. So
it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with...
But it was brutal. I mean, it was save or die stuff. And
every trap was save or die.
More or less, yes. So that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Next year it's going to get some tweaking. It's probably going to be more of a VIG tier next year. So.
Yeah, so we won't be involved unless we actually do the VIG on the...
Yeah,
on the...
Yeah. Well, I mean...
It could totally be the celebrity game again.
Yeah, honestly, what I think is that should be the VIG game that the VIG players play. And then if they want to do like a celebrity game with the three of us, then we can set up something like that. And they can like choose the system.
This is all stuff
the
we could do on the Kickstarter or on whatever we do next year. So.
Yeah. So it would be like, say they want to run a celebrity game with Jeremy, Ethan, and I, and they want Ethan to run Mutants and Masterminds, and then game with the three of us. Then Ethan runs the game, or even better,
we should use the...
Well, we'll use the tomb for the VIG game, but the celebrity game can be different or separate.
But I want to run to the tomb.
Well, you can do the VIG tomb. Wow.
I don't have that kind of money.
How about we do this?
We're going to talk about it at the postmortem.
Well, we'll grandfather you in. You'll be in the tomb game for every year from this point.
Grandfather the poor person in.
Yes.
We'll see what we do.
I had a fun time playing the Tomb of Horrors, but I know for a fact I would have a very difficult time not metagaming doing it a second time.
Yeah, I just I'll forget about it in a year. I don't care.
Yeah, I probably would too, but then after getting back into it and getting into it a little bit, I would start to remember stuff, and it would be very, very, very hard for me not to metagame. Yeah. As we saw, someone who had read the thing backwards and forwards, Yeah.
Anyway,
it's just too hard.
We'll talk about that at the post corner because there's going to be some bitching about that.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah,
all I'm saying
I'll handle
is
that one.
Run, Paladin, run.
Yeah, that was best Paladin we'd ever. Yeah,
yeah, no.
Anyway, but all that aside, it was fun sitting there and actually getting to play a game with Shane Hensley. It was fun to get to play a game with everybody, and the 3D dungeon was fun. The Bodker room, that room that we had was really cool. It had some multimedia aspects I think we could utilize next year.
It would be awesome if we could actually get like for the pictures that are supposed to come up, the different slide or sheets. It'd be great to have those to where we could actually project those onto the the big screen so that everybody could see them easily. Rather than passing out the paper. The paper was cool because it was definitely old school, handing out the inserts. But being able to see them on the screen would be even more awesome.
And let's see, the next day, on Sunday, I got to help Beth run her first game, Realms of Cthulhu.
Which is awesome.
Sadly, I missed the Aliens game because of it, but just means... Ellen's gonna have to come back.
I ran a
and I'll have to play in it then.
I ran a Call of Cthulhu game Sunday morning, filled up almost immediately, which caused me to miss the Aliens game. So I didn't get to play the Aliens game. Which, by the way, if the guy's listening, that was the coolest model I've ever seen.
I did.
No, yeah, it was Alan. Alan Grohe, that Black Blade publishing guy.
Yeah, that is awesome.
We've known Alan forever, and I've seen him post pictures of that Alien setup before. And when he said he was coming, I was like, "You must bring."
He should
Alien
bring it
setup.
Back, and if possible, we should just get a table for that.
Yeah.
Yes. There should be a table set up for that.
That's sort of what I.
Same with the tomb. If we don't use it next year as like a game, we should still get it set up.
Yeah.
And also, he made me very jealous because he had the art book for the original Alien.
Yeah.
It's like sealed.
Yep.
In that plastic bag, and I so wanted to rip it open and look through it. I had to fight temptation.
And then the last thing I got to play was Noah's Paranoia game.
I did not get to
play. Which was a lot of fun, but about 4 o'clock, I hit the wall, and my energy level just plummeted. So, I mean, it was a fun game. I had a great time. Started at 2 o'clock. About 4 o'clock, my body just decided it was done.
Yeah,
I can't.
I played in a really short pickup game, did some character creation through the Fate system for like the Dresden Files.
Well, let's start here on Friday. What did you play on Friday?
On Friday, I played in a standard Pathfinder game. It was a pickup game. And it was like an off-the-cuff style game. Mm-hmm. It seemed like the gentleman was improvising. Had a great time, though. I died. So
that happens.
Yeah. Then Friday night, I ran a Hollow Earth Expedition game for several people, which they seemed to have had a great time. They got chased by an Albertosaurus, and then got jumped by Nazis, and then all got shot down by savage tribes people who mm-hmm. weren't so savage, and ended with them figuring out where they were at. Saturday, I volunteered all morning long, and then I ran in the Tome of Horrors game. Mm-hmm. Sunday, I ran Call of Cthulhu, and then I was in a short Fate system. I had Justin Files game making characters. I don't think it went anywhere. And then I made characters for TMNT for the rest of the afternoon. Because let's face it, the coolest part about TMNT and Other Strangeness is the actual animal creation. Oh, true. Yeah. Using the Bioforce energy points to...
Once you're done making the characters, you might as well go play a different game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the system is Palladium.
Actually, the character creation
is
awesome. I can't argue that.
But I don't know what it is about the system. It's just...
Make the characters and then play it in a different system.
Yeah, play it in Savage Worlds.
This is the only thing I remember, Mutants Down Under.
Yeah, the platypus.
The platypus picture.
Oh, do you remember the echidna picture? You should look up the echidna picture. It's even better. Or the kangaroo rat. Kangaroo rat was awesome, too. But, no, I loved those books, the TMNT books, growing mm-hmm. up. I was hoping I'd win both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if the transdimensional book hadn't actually been claimed, I would have, you know, absconded it. Because it would be staying at my house.
You know, I'll point out this very obvious thing is you were sleeping with the prize mistress, so
yeah,
could have gotten whatever you want, really.
Yeah, but she, you know, she wasn't willing to, you know.
Well, all right. What does that say?
You
should have used the cupcakes.
Whoa. Yeah.
Cupcakes.
She already indicated that the cupcakes. And never mind.
Well, the cupcakes are all gone now, so that's no go.
I think we had this discussion.
Well, I'm sure we'll be able to find those books again somewhere. I mean, there are only a bazillion copies out there somewhere. So.
Yeah, but I would like to get the Mutants Down Under book because that book is awesome. And there's like two other ones which were really, really good for like the supplemental material they added.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you know it is.
It is Palladium.
But you could.
It was before they introduced MDC. So.
And you can either run it in like a D20 or in Savage Worlds.
Actually, after the bomb, Book 5 was Mutants in Space, and they did institute MDC in that because you actually had MDC because you actually had Glitter Boys in that.
Yeah, MDC. That pretty much kills that game system.
Well, After the Bomb is kind of cool. It's kind of a cool setting because it's supposed to be mutants and stuff taking over after World War III, but not the Rift setting. So the setting itself was kind of cool, but.
MDC pretty much kills things.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the Palladium system. It's not really, aside from the fact it's honestly when you look at the actual skill system, it's not very much different than Call of Cthulhu, and yet I have no problems with Call of Cthulhu, but I don't know what it is about Palladium. I have big problems with the Palladium system. I'm just like I don't like it, but it's not that different. I don't know what it is. I really seriously don't know what it is.
But is that all that you played?
Yes, I played in three games. No, 4 games if you include the Dresden Files.
Jeremy, what did you end up doing at CanCon this year?
Friday, I pretty much ran around and kind of put out a couple fires and volunteered for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I had the 8-hour one, Tomb of Horrors. Sunday, I had Conan And then...
Oh, how did you like Conan?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I would play that quite a bit, actually.
If we had a copy of that, I would actually...
I have a copy of that game.
I would play it.
Played it since last... CanCon last year.
I would play it again.
I got my butt handed to me when I played it.
If we played it,
I loved it still.
If we played it, I'd want to play with, John Hook?
Mm-hmm.
His role he came up with. Because I can remember it, it's really easy.
Sure, what?
But I would totally play it again.
What was the rule he came up with?
Basically, it allows, depending on the number of players, you get... You have your objectives that you're trying to earn.
Right.
Well, basically, if you earn those, you have a number of... You pick a number of dice. So...
Yes.
Four players. Mm-hmm. Then you subtract those dice depending on how many players there are, and you then roll, and if you get blood spots, you get an extra point, victory point, based on the blood spots you roll. So if you're the only person on that objective, you could have up to four, and if you roll four, you could have four extra
That's
points.
That's cool.
It allows some more... victory points to it, which was fine. It didn't seem unbalancing.
I played as the Aquilonians when I was in it, and we had our butts handed to us.
I was. If that's the middle area,
the Aquilonians are the Roman style guys.
The red ones.
Yes.
Yeah, and I really like the fate dice. Basically, I really like that. That was a nice way of doing it. Instead of everybody doing the same thing all the time. So I would totally play that again. Mm-hmm. And then I played in...
Oh, don't forget to take your two Jabberplucks that you left here.
I played in... What did I play in? League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, 1930s. Fine.
No, Panky's game?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, he was really tired.
Yeah, he was really tired. On Sunday? Was that his last day?
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Yeah. He was pretty much almost lost his voice.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. I had fun. But again, like I said, he was really tired. So, and it was good. Probably would have been, I think, more fun if I had gotten him, like, earlier. So.
Excellent.
Other than that.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up here with next year, next CanCon. I know things that I'm planning on doing is I am planning on running something. One thing that is probably going to be showing up at CanCon next year is a full-size TARDIS and a console, as in the TARDIS console. We have lines on both of those. And
nice.
I figure if we're going to have those on display at CanCon next year, I... probably should run a
Doctor Who game.
RPG. So I've had the game long enough. I should reread it, and so which means at some point, bringing next year, I'm going to have to try running that at some point. So.
Terrible, well, worst thing ever.
Well, I do know this for a fact. Next year, I will definitely be running a Hollow Earth Expedition game that's actually going to be registered as a registered event, and I will also be running Call of Cthulhu again. Because people seem to...
We have a lot of ideas generated for various Call of Cthulhu games.
One of which is
year,
a Willy Wonka-esque Call of Cthulhu.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
Willy Waitley's chocolate factory.
Willy Waitley's chocolate factory.
We figure that'll be
I would rather slam my genitals in a sliding glass door than run that game.
Oh, I'm going to run it. Luckily, I don't have the outside part, so...
No, you'll just... You notice how my hair is going gray?
Yeah.
You know what that's from?
Call of Cthulhu?
Yes. It's not because of stress. No, no. I'm not stressed. It's not because of my age. No, no. It's because I play Call of Cthulhu. I immerse myself in the horrors unseen. It just, it causes you to grow old prematurely.
Yep.
Well, you know.
Roar!
Yes. And we are, let's see, so there's that happening next year, so expect to see some Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
I really think the costume contest needs to go on. I liked it.
I think
I was
we should
hoping by some of us who actually work being dressed up would
it well, I think one thing I might do is well, basically we need to know what day the costume contest is actually
going
to be,
because
there was some confusion as it was Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
But if it's a Sunday thing or whatever, is whatever day is that in, basically urge all volunteers to dress up.
Yes, as we all have costumes.
Yes, we do.
Soon to be in velour.
In velour.
Yes, that should be a Kickstarter reward. If you want to see Zap Brannigan at the next CanCon, you must donate to the right tier.
So we're talking some $500 tiers here.
Yes,
so
come on,
we'll have the tattoo tier. We'll have the Nathan dresses up as
Zap Brannigan.
Maybe we'll do one for Jeremy and me.
Yes, I will.
Jeremy's just shaking his head.
Come on, Jeremy.
I will dress up as Zap Brannigan. Get me a blonde wig.
You dress up as Zap Brannigan and run a game. Hey, you could dress up as Zap Brannigan and run a game of the rocket ships and spacemen.
Yes, I could.
It's somewhat appropriate.
Yes, and we have to make sure that my beau fatale, Leela, is in there as well. Some more champagne.
You do that far too easily.
The rest of the champagne.
Oh, God. One, two.
Do we count this as for next year already?
Yes.
So, Tracy, I'm leaving that up to you. You're the one who keeps track. So, if that's one for 2013 already,
it's
we'll
the
do
ribbon.
That.
You have to have the ribbon.
Yes.
For that next year.
Apparently, people really like the minion ribbons and stuff. So, we're gonna have more ribbons because they're ridiculously cheap, and so we will have lots of them.
They're really
best cheap. Player ribbons, minion ribbons, made best squeak ribbons. Make Rowan snort ribbons would be good. We're gonna have some
great
fun
GM
with
ribbons.
We gotta have Overlord GM ribbon, Game Master ribbons.
I decided we should empty the bag that has less. I'm thinking like a mom.
Obviously
I'm
VIG
sorry.
VIG ribbons, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so. I like. We definitely need to have a broke GM ribbon.
Broken GM, yes, broken.
Broke GM, because there are players that just say something and the GM just goes.
So we're gonna have some fun with that. We're gonna have ribbons, as Jay called it, his best player loincloth. By the end of the con, he had six or seven of those bloody things at the end. That was funny.
Rowan
but people
said,
really
Rowan
like the
challenged
ribbons.
Him to that for
yeah,
next year.
Competition next year.
Yep. But people really like the ribbons, so we'll have more ribbons. Rest assured, next year, guys.
I will run. I am. My goal is to run three games, play in three games, and then volunteer the rest of my time next year.
Yep. And we're probably going to have some Game Master and volunteer programs going on. I'm going to hammer those out. We're going to talk about those specifically at the postmortem. Stay tuned to the CanCon website for more information on that. I think I have mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. If you went to CanCon 2012 and you haven't filled out an evaluation, please go to the CanCon website, click
fill
on the link,
survey.
And fill out the survey.
Or else Beth will hunt you down with a sharp knife.
Yes, or Beth will hunt you down with a sharp knife.
I'd cut you.
I didn't say that, Ro. I just said I'd hunt them down.
Let's see, Jeremy, what else did you play?
You're putting words in her mouth.
That was all.
That was all?
You're next.
Pretty low-key, low-stress Comic-Con. Low-stress game.
Were you?
Yes, I don't know.
Best
pretty low-stress CanCon for most of us, although we had moments where we were pulling our hair out. The kids' track is one of those where I was pulling my hair out.
Yeah, because didn't we tell them what we were planning on doing? They're like, that sounds fine. Then we got there, and they nixed like 9/10 of the things that we had.
There was a breakdown in communication there.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to how the kids' track actually went.
It didn't have, the times I was there, it didn't have any children there. But
it may or may not be something that returns next year. We'll see.
Yeah.
It might be more trouble than it's worth.
Well, consider we can't do anything for the kids. I mean,
but hey,
like the live action candy man.
It seemed like we had a good amount of open game space.
Great.
It seemed like we had we could probably fit a few more tables here or there, but I think ultimately the amount of space we had was pretty spot on.
Yeah. Saturday afternoon, the 2 to 6 slot or 2 to 6 slot, there wasn't a single table open anywhere at the con. Everything was jumping.
I expected that. We had. For the record, in the first CantCon, which was held at Jeremy Robbins' house, we had 25 people, roughly. Second CantCon at Chancellor County Community College, we had 100 people, or 110, excuse me. The second CantCon, which is CantCon 2011, we had 200 people on the nose, and this year we had 297 unique attendees. So we basically are looking at about a 50% growth each year so far, or 50% growth roughly, and doing good, I think. So
I'd say so. We're doing very well. At the rate we're going.
We have there are articles that are up on Roleplayers Chronicle, Roleplayer Chronicle, that are talking about CantCon. We had the first member of the press actually at CantCon this year.
Yes, very, very cool
Kate
guy.
Russ, very nice guy. I loved him.
He was fun to play with in Paranoia.
He was very, very cool. I enjoyed him. And even if he's not out as press next year, I hope he comes back. So
yes, we'd love to have him back.
Good stuff. Good times. I don't think we had any major problems with people this year. Doucherson was there.
He was very well behaved.
He paid in cash this time.
And paid for the last year.
Last year in cash.
So overall,
I didn't hear any specific complaints about anyone throwing horrible tantrums. There were some people that were upset that we had generic soda, but our stock response was, if you want the real stuff, go up and pay $1.50 in the vending machines.
And I don't think people seem to understand that the budget that we have after we pay for the place, which is a great price. No. It's non-profit.
Costs, yeah.
But the thing is, I don't think all
money we get goes back into running the business.
Yeah, I don't think they realize just how expensive things like insurance is, because the insurance is really expensive.
Actually, I got a pretty good deal on the insurance this year.
But still, even though it's still expensive, for 3 days you look at how much you pay and you go, that's a little expensive. Mm-hmm. And, we do get the place for a great price. I mean, it's not cheap. I mean, but we get it for a great price. Yeah, it's better than
half the price of everywhere else.
Yeah.
It is.
When we outgrow that space.
For what we get free electricity. We get basically the run of the place for the amount of time we want it. We can't go 24 hours there, but I don't care about that. I don't want to even think about 24 hours.
We don't have enough people for 24 hours.
Yeah.
But we're
always on the lookout. We always need more volunteers. So if you're coming to CampCon next year, please, we need more volunteers.
Yes.
There is some additional space we could go into, but I think ultimately the space is working great. I think we didn't have any problems with the maintenance crew this year. None of them came to us saying, "Hey, why aren't you guys leaving yet?"
Although we did have one strange, unusual incident, which I still think is really funny. Apparently, someone needed an Ethernet cord, and they took the Ethernet cord that was plugged in for the printer, that was plugged into the router, so that everybody could print wirelessly to the printer. I don't mind that you took the cable. If you needed a cable, all you had to do was ask. I have a trunk full of them. I would have given you any length you wanted. So if
that's the worst thing that went missing, I just thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was funny as all get out. I was like, someone took my Ethernet cable.
Of all the things to take.
There's a $200 printer on the table.
There was no theft this year that I...
Yeah.
We did have a little trouble with the janitorial staff with the food area. We obviously needed the trash cans because they were overfilling a bit, but...
Yeah. Well, basically, for future reference, just notify me and I'll call dispatch and they'll talk to maintenance and send them over.
Going back, the thing is that the people complaining about name brand soda, we don't have a budget. The budget is so small, it's non-existent when it comes to getting supplies. Yeah. So when you think of what little we have, the fact that we can afford to buy soda at all for the con is pretty impressive when you consider that how expensive... I mean, name brand Dr. Pepper is $7 for a 24-pack. And you guys ended up on the last day, you had two packs?
Two things left, yeah.
They bought two cases of Dr. Pepper, and it was all gone before noon.
Yeah.
Before noon.
Yeah,
Dr. Pepper, that's a winner.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper and Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew sell like that.
Yeah, it was all gone. I bought two cans.
Yeah.
And by the time I came back to buy a third, even at $1 a can, it was all gone.
Mm-hmm.
All gone. And the thing is that helps cover...
I don't think our prices are unreasonable, because it helps cover...
God, no. Do you guys remember how much the bottles of soda were the second year that we were at Johnson County? before they realized we were going to have
the food. I
think
they were like $1.75 or something.
No. They were $1.50 the first year. They were $3.25 the second year. They were $1.50 this year. When they realized that, oh, they have their own area where they're getting food. We can't charge $3.50 for a soda now.
Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah, it more than doubled the second year we were there. They're like, oh, they're going to be here. You know, whoever runs the vending machines are like, well, we had a serious uptick here. So there's obviously something going on so we can charge more. Because there's a high demand.
I think I remember you coming down to the main room.
And going.
Oh my god!
No, it was yeah. What the Smurf? $3.50 for a bottle of soda?
Flipping tables and
I wasn't flipping tables. But I was bitching a lot.
I was not, yeah. You had your crown on and everything. Yeah.
Well.
Now you have a scepter. So.
Yes. Or my golden sparkling pimp stick. Oh yeah.
It was a double use.
Yes. Oh, don't make me go upside your head. Jeremy's just like over here. He's horrified. He's like huddled in the corner, going. Why did I agree to hang out with these people?
But overall, CanCon 2012,
great.
Was a continuation of the really fun and a continuation of the awesome. Yeah,
yeah. Everybody that got
calm.
Everybody that got sick last year was good this year.
I was very careful this year. If I had to count money or go through the eval forms or anything, I then immediately used the hand sanitizer.
Handy sanitizer.
I used the hand sanitizer, and I did not get sick, so that makes me happy.
Yes.
Angela apparently got sick. We feel for Angela.
Yes.
Get well soon. My buddy Aaron got sick. We feel for Aaron.
Get well soon, Aaron.
Yes. They're all doing better now, but still, that sucks.
Yeah.
No con crud. We hate the con crud.
Con crud is terrible.
Crud of the con.
But yes, Beth and I escaped it this year.
As did I. I think Becca did too, but she's just...
I did crash out for 12 hours one night.
She's just she's coming down from the con stress.
Yes.
I don't think I really slept.
That's because of the stress. That was because of the stress.
It was anxiety.
Yeah. Unless anyone has anything else to add, that is going to wrap up our CanCon retrospective for 2012. Join us next time where we won't be talking about CanCon for the first time in several...
For the last time.
Let me
remove
my
pants.
Oh,
yay,
my.
So thank you for listening. Hit our website, GamersHavenPodcast.com, and do all that good stuff. Rate and review us on iTunes, as usual. If you went to CanCon, go fill out the form, or else I'll haunt you in the night.
You'll just send me...
And one last thing. Waffles. Waffles.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.